This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy explores the importance of living a Christian life that's in focus as we study Matthew chapters 8 through 11. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let's say you're watching a film somewhere when the picture suddenly becomes fuzzy and out of focus. What usually happens? Well, first of all, the people in the audience are immediately bothered by it. Depending on where the film is being shown, they might begin to talk aloud and clap their hands to get the attention of the projectionist. Someone might even whistle or shout, "Focus!" But what happens when our lives get out of focus? Too often, nothing. Sometimes the blurring of the picture occurs so gradually, we don't even know we're out of focus. All the more reason we need to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ in our walk of daily discipleship. You see, Jesus was a very focused person. He did not run around willy-nilly, scattering his shots. He was on a mission, and he stuck with that mission. Notice the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, verses 12 and 13. "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus healing, teaching, and preaching. And everything he did was focused on his goal of preaching the gospel of the kingdom and calling people to repent and believe that gospel. Can you imagine everything Jesus could have talked to the people about? After all, he was the eternal Son of God who knew everything about everything. He could have explained physics, chemistry, quasars, all the scientific wonders of the universe, including how it's possible for our little planet to float in space and how the Earth looks from the moon. He could have explained the various man-made philosophies that would arise over the years and how each of them would lead down a blind alley and leave the followers of those teachings confused and frustrated. But Jesus did not deal with any of those things. Instead, he told the people what they must hear, the good news, the gospel. Why? Because unless people hear and respond to the gospel, they are lost and going to a Christless grave. Now, in light of that, let me ask you a question. What is the focus of your life today? There are hundreds of good activities you can be involved in as a Christian. But what is most important? What is worth giving your life to? Jesus' primary objective was to help people walk in the light of God's Word and experience the salvation He offered as the way, the truth, and the life. Christian, if you're out of focus, why not talk to the Lord about it today? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a parable for the person who says, "I'm not very important, I'm just a layman." Join us on Daily Discipleship.